25 years. I reckon you told it to Fox if I wouldn't.
Okay. Now, if it's got the water in a pipe and it if the temperature dropped way down, it's in the pipe, and the water froze in the pipe, then the pipe might do what? What might happen to the pipe?
Well, don't say I have a way of cutting that off known when you get.
Yeah, but in the winter, it gets cold, and there's water in the pipe, and the pipe freezes, and the water freezes.
Well, you've got to work your hand in your face.
What'll happen to the pipe if you don't cover them up?
Just bust a faucet and go to leaking, and you're in bed, showing her. I've been lucky enough to haven't had one to freeze bad. In 15 years, I've been here 15 years, I've had them stick, and I just pour a little warm water on them, and then they just was working, but I tend to put something over them, cut two of them off, and then the other two, I just cover them up with a box. Something like that.
I see. Now, the word I mentioned to you before, something that you, meal and flour used to be.
A meal box.
Yeah, meal, you know, like grain or something. And beer used to be stored in this, packaged in this. Draft beer, they put them in these great big things, great big containers.
What would you draw that beer out to drink it?
Yeah, what would it be in? Before you draw it out, it comes in a great big. You might.
A keg.
All right. Now what? All right. Now what about something bigger than a keg?
Well, the next thing would be called a barrel, I imagine.
All right. Is there anything bigger than that?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Now what about the on a barrel? What do you call those things that hold the staves in place?
The hook.
Yeah, okay. Now, if you wanted to pour something from a larger container into a smaller one, and if you poured it through something that looked like this, what would you call that?
A funnel.
Right. And if you had a, you wanted a horse to move faster, you might crack a, make a horse go faster.
That'd be a, what do we call them, a bucket whip.
All right. Are there other kinds?
Well, I had a buggy when I was single, and I had a nice whip. And then when I worked mules through the week, I had a big old black snake whip.
Uh-huh.
And I used, they had this any kind of whip you wanted to buy.
Uh-huh. Now, if you went to the store and bought a dozen oranges, the grocer put them in a. What would the grocer put those oranges in if you'd take them home?
Paper bag.
All right. Now, did you ever call anything else besides a bag? Paper, anything else?
Well, you'd get a pasteboard box, put them in, and bang them.
Right. How about, well, I'm thinking about the paper bag. Do you ever call it anything other than a paper bag? Especially years ago, I don't know if you still might use the term.
Well, I call them paper poles.
Sure, that's what I meant. I asked, I've never heard in Sweetwater when I was talking about using poke paper. And I didn't know he was talking about writing on a brown paper bag. He was talking about it as poke paper. I wasn't sure what he meant.